Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me as we continue to celebrate Entrepreneurship Week. Yeah, that's right. It's still Entrepreneurship Week. If you're an entrepreneur, then let's celebrate. And one of the ways you can celebrate is just hanging out with us because we have fun around here all the time, and especially when our good friend Amy Menefee joins us. Amy is managing editor of the Media Research Center's Business and Media Institute, and she is one of the folks who brings us the truth about what's happening in the world compared to what you get in the mainstream media. Amy, welcome back to the show.
All right. Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Well, thank you. Good to be back.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Amy?
I dreamed about it last night.
I bet you did. Yeah, that was that nightmare I think you had. Okay, Amy, what's on the agenda today? Where's your righteous indignation at the media about today?
Well, I think probably my biggest source of indignation right now is the coverage of the presidential candidates, and specifically the Democratic candidates, because they have so many anti-business proposals out there on the table. And, you know, the media, of course, they always get so wrapped up in the horse race coverage. You hear the horse race, the horse race, the horse race all the time.
Yeah.
But it's a really true criticism, because we're not hearing about these proposals and what they might cost business people, what they might cost, you know, just every taxpayer once these costs get passed along.
But Amy, I'm with you on most of that, but isn't this a lot because we really haven't bored down into comparing, you know, one side of the aisle to the other? Because I mean, really what we've got now is we got Hillary and Barack Obama. Barack Hussein Obama, as the controversy went yesterday. Those two are really kind of, you know, two shades of gray, aren't they, in terms of their overall proposals? They're just two various, you know, that old song, A Lighter Shade of Pale? You know, it's
yeah.
Pro Carl Harum, we did that one, by the way, folks. And you know, I think that's what we're talking about. And so there's that argument. The Democrats are arguing over all that. And they're really not arguing over the issues right now, are they? They're just arguing over whether they like Hillary or Obama the best. And he's
right,
a rock star.
They're kind of arguing over who's more likable, you know, who has more experience. They keep bringing that term up. And really, I mean, like you said, there's so many things. I mean, if you just look at some of their detailed proposals on their own websites, on their campaign websites, it's like reporters aren't really reading that stuff. And even if they did, they'd probably be excited, because it's all about bailing out the little guy. And they forget, or they don't even realize, that American businesses are made up by lots of little guys.
That's right.
And
that's
when they're, you know, whether it's the small business owners, the people who work for small businesses, or even the people who work for big businesses. I mean, what about the receptionists? What about the, you know, the engineers, the IT staff, everybody? I mean, so many people who make up these businesses, and yet they only...
More people work for small businesses than work for big businesses, Amy.
That's right.
And you're exactly right. And I tell you, all this comes from, Amy, so much of the so many of the voices in America are politicians, so many of our politicians, and so much of our media are still stuck in the 20th century. They don't realize that the landscape has changed in the 21st century, and the marketplace isn't made up of the same people that it was made up of 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah, and I mean, they tend to target, they start off in their rhetoric by targeting, you know, maybe one business. And in this column that I wrote, which is available on our website at businessandmedia.org, I talked about their attacks on Exxon because they've actually started naming that company in their speeches and saying, you know, of course, Hillary had said earlier she wants to take oil company profits. She had already said that. So we kind of knew where she stood. But
right.
they've both started casting Exxon as this evil enemy when in reality, you know, who is Exxon? Exxon is all of its millions of shareholders. I mean, no one in the press seems to understand what a shareholder is, and the fact that those are everyday people out there, and a lot of people who are invested through funds, you know, through
right.
retirement funds.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, they cast...
And, you know, as if to play into that, I saw the other day, I guess it was maybe yesterday, I saw some more coverage about the Exxon Valdez thing that happened 20 years ago almost, and they're still bringing that up. And I thought, why would we still be talking about that today? You know, and it's almost like they played they're playing into their hands. Hold on to that thought, Amy. We've got to take a quick break, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and we'll be right back with Amy Minifee. More to come. Don't go away.
We skip the life and
you think we don't have...
Only you can make all this world seem right.
We're back at 17 till. That's the lilting voice of Tony Williams, lead singer of the Platters from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back, and we're visiting with Amy Minifee. She's managing editor of the Media Research Center's Business and Media Institute, and we're talking about some of the things that we're seeing in the media. You know, Amy, we're talking about the differences. One of the reasons why I think a lot of the media, not that they were ever going to put that much pressure on either one of the Democrats, but a lot of the media about the economy, about the marketplace, but a lot of them are just kind of they're kind of going with the flow, and there's not really that much to, they're not ready to compare John McCain to Hillary or Obama, either one. And that's where the differences are going to come in right there, aren't they?
Well, I mean, we haven't heard a lot about what's going to happen to the country under any one of these people.
Right.
And that's the real crime so far. I mean, instead, you know, the media are more interested in, like, the New York Times trying to conjure up some kind of scandal
right.
for McCain. You know, and things like that.
Is that going to have any kind of lasting effect on that paper? I mean, it's not going to hurt John McCain because he's, you know, it was so over the top that he's completely gonna he's not, it's actually probably helped him in some ways. But is the New York Times ever, is this going to wind up being something that will hurt the New York Times?
Well, I don't really think so. I mean, I think it's survived every bad story that it's ever done.
they've had a rash of them in the last 5 or 6 years, haven't they?
And I mean, it's survived, you know, people fabricating stories and all that kind
yeah.
of stuff. So I don't think it's going to have a lasting effect. I think for right now, the outcry that's come even from other journalists will have a helpful impact on McCain. Because a lot of people have come out and really said, you know, you guys did a shoddy job of journalism, which was really that they're more interested in that. You know, the journalists are more interested in the journalism than the truth of the allegations, I think.
Well, Amy, one of the things that concerns me about all this, and I'm going to push through a little bit into the future. And just say that Obama is going to win the nomination, just for argument's sake, just for a minute, he's going to win the nomination. One of the things that concerns me is that a lot of things that need to be on the table, a lot of things that need to be discussed, won't be discussed for one reason or another. And I'll give you a little example. It happened in the most recent debate. Hillary Clinton made a great joke about Obama. Did you see that when you know, there was a Saturday Night Live flick a piece where they were making a joke about the media, you know, sort of sucking up to Obama? And did you see that part?
No, I didn't.
And so in the piece, the actors who were you know, journalists, narrating the asking the questions in this fake debate said, by the way, before we get started, Obama, are you comfortable? Do you need a pillow or anything? You know, and so when Hillary started the thing yesterday, the first debate, the recent debate, she said, by the way, before we get started, why don't you ask Obama if he's comfortable? I mean, it was a joke. It was a great line.
Uh-huh.
She got booed for that. It was funny. I mean, my point is, what concerns me is apparently Obama's supporters don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
It was funny that everybody in the building should have had a laugh over that.
Yeah,
and they booed her.
I think that shows, you know, as we were talking at the break about how the tide seems to have turned against Hillary.
Yeah.
And I think that probably is an indication of that.
But I mean, think about it. But my point, coming back to your point, if McCain or you or me or anybody else starts really shining a light on some of the realities of Obama's campaign promises, his platform that maybe maybe anybody might not like, are they going to boo them, or are we going to be able to debate them?
Yeah, that's one of the dangerous questions right now. And, you know, also I think one of the things that we at the Business and Media Institute are going to be fighting to get out there and to get heard is the impact that whoever is the next president, especially if it's Obama, however, or Hillary for that matter, anyone who's going to want to hike our taxes, the impact that that's going to have on the economy and on, you know, everyone from the lowest to the highest, in income level, unless of course you're already not a taxpayer, and then you're probably going to want to elect those folks. But just to correlate that with what's happening in the stock market, I mean, the irony here is that the media are pushing so hard for all sorts of bailout programs for this, that, and the other.
Right.
You know, folks who got in over their heads with mortgages or whatever it is, they want to bail everyone out with taxpayer
money. Did you see the most recent one by Reid that he wants judges to be able to reduce loan balances by that are owed by homeowners?
Well, I mean, we've got it, everyone's coming
Senator
out
Harry Reid,
now.
Senator Harry Reid, the leader of the Democrat in the Senate, mm-hmm. said that. I mean, that's ridiculous. You're gonna basically take assets away from the mortgagees, from the people who hold those mortgages. I mean, that's confiscation.
Well, yeah, and they add, you know, the huge irony here really is that the Democrats are saying, here's what we need to do to save everyone and to save the economy, and then investors in the stock market, they're looking at all this stuff and they're freaking out, you know, because they're seeing what this can do to a lot of these industries and what the next president might do.
Time will come when everything gets settled down and we know who's running against who, then we'll be able to really focus on those issues. But when we come back, I want to ask Amy, what does it mean when somebody says, she looks presidential, she looked presidential? What does that mean? Tintel, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you use them to your advantage because we made them for you. We created them. We stocked them up with goodies to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and I hope you use them to your advantage. smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz, .biz, and everything's free. If you show up, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Amy Menifee is our guest. She's with the Business and Media Institute and a managing editor there. And Amy, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's businessandmedia.org, and is spelled out. So businessandmedia.org.
All right. So check that out, folks. Amy, I've been hearing a term for, I don't know, I guess they started talking, saying, somebody started saying this 20 years or so ago, He looks presidential. He didn't do a good job with his speech, but at that particular moment, he looked presidential. Or they'll say that about Hillary. She looks presidential. She did this. and I heard about the most recent debate. They said something about Obama. Boy, he looked presidential. What does that mean?
It sounds like a lot of opinionizing.
What is that? Is that like a
word I just made up?
Is that how we describe somebody who's winning and not going to win an Oscar? Is that not acting?
Yeah, I mean, I think it always has to do with charisma, and I think it does have to do with how well people do with speeches. But again, it's an opinion term, and that would be people in the media just.
Yep.
Getting out there and saying whatever they're thinking.
Yeah, I'm not throwing this at any candidate. I'm throwing it at the media for saying it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't even know what that means. And to me, it means, yes, this is about a beauty contest. It's not about the substance.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's definitely the case when you get some of these reporters, you can tell, whether it's covering a debate or a speech or whatever, you can tell that they just feel a little in awe of a candidate
yeah.
sometimes.
Well, one NBC reporter actually said that, didn't he? Did you see that? He acted like he was he's about to faint over Obama. What do you mm-hmm. think about the coverage of Clinton and Obama? How do you think the media has done there?
Well, I think, we talked a little bit about how they haven't drilled down into anyone's proposals, and so the coverage that compares the two has been very surface, and, who's more likable, and who appeals to this group or that group, and then, of course, you've got the Clintons. I don't think that they've dug into the Clintons' past as much as they probably
should
have.
That's what the Democrat Party's worried about right now.
They're worried about the Clintons' past.
Oh, and their future. I think the reason so many Democrat leaders have gone over to Obama is I don't think it's because they think he's the best candidate they've ever had. I think that they just think that he doesn't have the baggage that they do. I mean, they got some serious baggage.
Right, exactly. And it makes me wonder if Hillary were the nominee, would the media really get into all that, heading toward the general election, because they've been very kind. They've been mm-hmm. very kind so far.
To her. So you think on balance they've been pretty fair to both parties? I mean both candidates?
Well, I would say they've been kind to both candidates.
How do you think they've done to McCain?
Well, aside from the New York Times story, I think a lot of the coverage has been similar.
Hasn't the media always liked McCain? He's pretty open to it. He's available to them.
They've done some more negative stories in recent weeks, but at the same time, not policy focused. I mean, it's like you said, it's a personality contest,
right.
It's a beauty contest.
Right.
And so I feel like there hasn't been a whole lot of critical coverage of the guys who are really out there, the guys and gals
right.
who are really out there in front right now.
You know, Amy, in about a week or so, we got a pretty good chance of knowing who's going to be the Democrat nominee.
Right.
Hillary's got to win Texas and Ohio and probably Pennsylvania. And if she doesn't, she's based on, their own admission, she's probably not going to be the nominee. So when that happens, we're going to get you back. Once we have a nominee, which I think will be real soon, we're going to get you back and we're going to bore down into the specifics of the two different parties and what you think about that. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Okay, sounds great.
We'll see you next time. Amy Menifee, ladies and gentlemen, with the Business and Media Institute. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.